My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is probably more important than ever before. Not only do we have more things to choose from, we also have a whole world of confusion and misinformation out there, but we have good stuff that we could pull from it as well. We probably need to be more focused on our health and well-being, because when you sit down and you think about it, all the other things you've got going on in your life really kind of lose their value and their importance when our health is something that we are fighting to either achieve or hold on to, or fighting maybe to get it back again once we've lost it. Every day on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics as they relate to your health today. And I bring you the best guest in the industry so that we're able to get to the up-to-date information so you've got plenty of tools to choose from, learn from, and, you know, gravitate to so you can make those really wise, healthy, decisive decisions about your health. Because today we need information, we need to be educated, and we need to put priority onto our health and well-being. Does it take some time and effort? Yeah. Do we have to probably make some changes in our lifestyle and our overall well-being? Probably. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Not only is it a destination that carries the highest quality products only and the best of the best in every department with great prices every day, but you get to tune in and have dialogue with the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service in a full service environment, bringing all of that good information to the most important thing you will do every day and the most important category of your life, which is your health and well-being. You know, rather than, you know, taking the chance of guessing, you know, take an extra amount of time, go to Stay Healthy, talk with them, and you might be surprised that where you thought you were going might be in the completely opposite direction of where you need to be heading. And you would have wasted a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of money. So why not talk with the people so they can kind of help you tune in your GPS to get you heading in the right direction, and then you've got that check and balance. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store, as well as leaving your email address to get their monthly newsletter, and of course a thumbs up on their Facebook page would be great as well. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, they're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're going to be continuing our conversation with CV Science on CBD and maybe disarming a little bit more of the confusion and the frustration and the misinformation. And maybe by the end of the show, you'll have even a little bit of more of a better idea of how to choose the right quality product for you. You know, we knew when this started, and I think a lot of us were really under the idea that this was going to take off and blossom, and it did. But I want people to know that like every other aspect, every other sector of our life in general, whether you're dealing with clothing or your automobiles, even down to our food and the beds we sleep on, not all products are created equal. and not all products explicit great quality, integrity, and bring trust onto the company, because a lot of times, you know, you get what you get, and we need to be a little bit pickier, gravitate toward really good full service companies, and go to companies that have already earned our trust. And I think that's really important. Well, today we're going to have Dr. M.A. Shunney here with us, and you're going to love this. This is going to be fun. Dr. Shunney is a naturopathic physician in private practice since 2001, currently at Santa Cruz Integrative Medicine in Santa Cruz, California. She combines Western medical science with evidence-based natural therapies, including diet and exercise, lifestyle coaching, nutritional supplements, herbal medicine, and bioidentical hormones. She specializes in women's health and bioidentical hormones, balancing as well as menopause and menstrual issues and sexual dysfunction, thyroid optimization, stress management, and digestive health. All of these we've talked about in so many of the consultations we've done. These are big issues, so I think you're going to glean some great information from the show today. In addition to seeing patients, Dr. Shunney is a consultant to the natural products industry since 2011. A dynamic educator, radio personality, and writer, she's on a mission to empower people to take charge of their health with integrative medicine. Whether speaking to health professionals or lay people, her engaging style, emphasis on individualized treatment, and passionate belief in radical self-care make her an audience favorite. I'm so glad to have her on the show today. Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to be back.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
You keep
it's a lovely foggy morning here in California. How about you?
Oh, we're doing good. We've had good weather, you know, pretty well. I think we're going to get a little rain this week, but you know what? We have had none. We went all the way through the monsoon season with not a monsoon in sight, and you could just blow really hard and we would probably just disappear. It's so dry out here.
God, not do that. Okay, make a pact.
Yeah, there we go. So how's everything in your neck of the woods? Good?
Everything is really great. I can't complain. It's that kind of time of the year where the work, the consulting work that I do that you mentioned, kind of winds down a little bit, so there's less travel on my plate. I get to focus back in on my practice and my family. I take a little time off in December to focus just on family. So I really like this time of year. Now that I've kind of old enough and experienced enough to know that this is the time to let it slow down, let it wind down, focus back in on my self-care and my family, and like allow myself to do that, it's actually a real pleasure. For many, many years, I didn't let myself wind down, even though the world around me seemed to be doing it. And so this was an incredibly stressful time, and now I actually kind of enjoy it.
Well, you know, I agree with you 100%. We need to take the time, and we're really good at not doing it. And, you know,
right.
I had an older friend of mine one time, and she was in her 90s, and she said, you know, you're never going to see a tombstone that said, I wish I'd worked harder. I wish I spent more time at the office. I wish I was traveling for business more. I wish I had more projects with deadlines. She goes, it's usually all the other things that we should be doing that we're going to miss the most.
It's true. And I have to say that I've had this very interesting fall. My best friend from medical school, who's my age, 48, she died from stage 4 colorectal cancer very quickly, and it was terrible. And I did get to go and see her and spend some time with her right before she died. And she goes, gosh, she said so many amazing things that will stick with me forever. But honestly, in one of her lighter but very serious moments, she said, take a sabbatical. Don't work as much.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I agree with that 100%. And you know, the hindsight is really 2020. And
life is precious. So
we want to work.
It's good to slow down and really take stock of what's going on around you and be grateful and be present. I mean, you were saying some of that in your introduction, and I think it's so important for people to hear and have permission to do that, because it's what we've got.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was really funny when I had started talking with Stuart when he first came on with, well, now CV Science, but at the very, very beginning, you know, him and I were kind of discussing, you know, even with Marge here in Las Vegas, and we were talking about, you know, where it was and where we thought this was going to go. And I think we were all thinking it was going to be absolutely dynamic and huge, but this is quite amazing where this industry, you know, I'm 40 years in the field now myself. And, you know, I remember when ginkgo broke and melatonin and omega-3 fatty acids, yep. Those were big, but nothing like this cannonball that's exploded.
No, nothing like this cannonball. I mean, I think, you know, you and I kind of being where we are in the industry and being involved with Stuart, you know, both kind of got in, you know, early 2015, you know, late 2014, we've been kind of in this for a while, and it has been literally like a cannonball. I mean, I was, you know, in the fish oil industry on that circuit for years also with Nordic Naturals, and, you know, really kind of got my teeth there in the natural products industry. And, you know, fish oil, I mean, it's just like you said. I mean, these are like, you know, exciting things to be educating people and talking about. But this CBD business, I mean, it snuck up. And, you know, people who were ready to listen and dig deeper and not just turn away because, oh, CBD, cannabis, illegal, I'm going to turn this way, you know, have really been in it now for 5 years. And exactly, I concur with you 150%. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't think it would get this big this fast. And holy smokes, did it ever.
Well, you know, when I was at the Hemp Expo in Colorado earlier this year, the statistic was brought out that there was 2,500 companies making CBD.
Yep.
And at that time, we were also told that a huge percentage of them would not be around long because of the new parameters that would be set. And I'm actually welcoming parameters from the FDA because I think what they will do is they will show the companies that have been doing it right, who the consumer can trust, myself included. And it will also put the other companies, you know, in a situation where, you know, they're going to find out that they haven't been putting out quality product and, you know, people have not been getting what they think they were going to be getting. And, you know, it'll tailor the companies that are out there so the consumer has really good choices to choose from. So I'm welcoming that. And I've already heard that a very large portion of them have already started to disappear. And the other stronger companies have made such a quality attempt at being transparent that they've actually done everything that's been asked, and they're already ahead of the game of what's coming.
Yeah, I think companies like Plus CBD Oil, which is, of course, that's the, for your folks that may not know, CV Sciences is the parent company, and Plus CBD Oil is the name on the products that you actually will see on your shelf at the independent health food stores. So, you know, companies like Plus CBD Oil have been, you know, setting the bar for excellence from the beginning. And so, you know, I agree for myself personally, and I know that the company feels the same, that we are ready and interested in what the FDA is going to have to say. We really believe that we're going to be fine. And, you know, if they come out with other things and other tweaks that they need to do, then we're ready to pivot and do what needs to be done. I mean, we have the power and the team behind us. I mean, the vast majority of those 2,500 companies that you mentioned, they're online, they're not in brick and mortar stores, they don't have the power, the capital, or the, you know, the workforce behind them. And I think, you know, the biggest issue, of course, is going to be where are they getting their raw materials from? You know, one of the things about the companies that I always gravitate to, right, whether it's fish oil or whether it's CBD, is I like these companies that are what we call vertically integrated. So the snappy line for Nordic Naturals was always boat to bottle, right? And it's seed to shelf when you get into the herbal products industry, you know, where the company is actually providing, you know, a standardized seed to the farmer. So in our case, we provide two genetically verified, globally certified agricultural food fiber hemp seeds, the same two seeds over and over again, non-GMO, to the group of independent farmers that we work with who grow only our products, only our seeds, over and over and over again. You know, so we're starting with that we are guaranteeing the actual raw material and the way in which it is being grown and how it is being grown. And we see it all the way through, you know, the extraction from the plant after it's harvested. We transform it ourselves in our own state-of-the-art laboratory from that raw formula that's first extracted we have two other, the green and gold, two other increasingly more concentrated formulas, all of which are full-spectrum products then we formulate them ourselves, then we distribute them ourselves. So when you get companies like Plus CBD Oil, who are vertically integrated, involved in every step of the way, I mean, this is how you get exceptional products where, you know, there's skin in the game, right? So the mission statement is apparent in every step of manufacturing, production, and distribution. And the vast majority of the companies that are out there, they're just too little. They can't do it. They can't bring an operation like that to scale with that kind of standardization and that kind of quality oversight. So this is the stuff that's going to fall away, you know, when the FDA comes in and gets really specific about what needs to happen here, kids.
You know, and the other part of that is, you know, we're consumers ourselves. You know, we're consumers as well as educators and clinicians and physicians and all that kind of stuff. First and primary, we're a person and we're a consumer. You know, we want to be able to take the best we can get too, because Lord knows we can use it too.
Of course.
You know, so we have to be aware. And, you know, I don't like the worst thing I hate anything is trying something that I thought was supposed to be really good and the company really didn't take the time to do it right. And that just frustrates me, you know.
Sure.
So I'm picky about the things I choose. I have companies that I absolutely love and I do radio shows with tons of these companies. There's other companies that I like. There's other companies that I am not favorable about. You won't hear me say anything bad about any of them because there's too many good ones to talk about.
It's true. But I mean, you know. I mean, how did you start in this industry, Jeff, right? Somebody with the CBD specifically, I mean, somebody, maybe it was Stu, said, hey, Jeff, you have to try that. You have to try this stuff, and you tried it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you talk about us being consumers and interested parties. I mean, that's how I started, right, is, well, actually, if I'm to be completely honest, I started by giving it to my husband.
Guinea pig style.
That's what any good doctor does, right? Here, honey, try this. I started using it with him for his sleep. And when I met him, he regularly just was awake for several hours during the night. And he wasn't particularly upset or stressed about it. He has a flexible work schedule. And he just was living with that. And we changed that with the CBD. That made me very interested. I mean, I, as you said in the introduction, my primary population in my practice is perimenopausal and menopausal women, a large percentage of whom have sleep issues. And I do see men, women, and children for a variety of issues, too. So I got very excited about beginning to use it with sleep and then started to use it on myself and noticed some interesting things. Now, I didn't have a major sleep issue, but I do have a son, which is a minor sleep issue. He's 11 now, but, you know, for many, many years, I just, even after he stopped waking me up in the night, I was still sleeping very lightly, waiting for him, listening for him. I know a lot of women deal with that. And I found that when I started using the CBD, I was actually able to drop in and have more restful sleep. And then the piece that came after, which in some ways is like, I mean, there's so many profound things that CBD can do. But one of the most is this kind of under-the-radar quality where it helps you manage your stress better. It helps create more of a healthy stress response for people and more stress resilience. And I know that for myself, I kind of noticed it as an afterthought after taking it for a little while when I was in a kind of stressful situation and suddenly there was a voice in my head that said, wow, you didn't react to that, and started to actually notice that my patterns around how I responded to stress in my environment changed. And this is something I hear echoed over and over again from my patients. The same kind of, you know, post-use realization that, holy smokes, this is changing my wiring around stress. And obviously, as practitioners, we know that if you can actually get in and help patients start to change how they respond to the stress in their world, you're not going to get rid of the stress in their world for them, but to help them change how they respond to it. I mean, this is a profound behavioral transformation that will affect people's health down the road. And if you're not taking a high-quality product, if you're taking an adulterated product that's got a bunch of garbage in it or something that's not as potent as it says or has more THC than it's supposed to, et cetera, you are not going to get those same kind of responses for people. So, you know, sometimes the proof is just in the pudding. I mean, you have to try some of these products and you start to know the difference. It's like, wow, your labeling and your bottle looks really pretty online, but when I get it, this product is not doing what we expect it to do.
Let me ask you a question about CBD in general, because, you know, this does come out a lot, and we do have a lot of people out there that one is good, five is better, you know, and I know who, and I know a lot of them who they are. So even if the dosage is four, I tell them one because they're going to take four anyway.
Right.
You know, so I've learned my lesson with them. But with CBD, are you under maybe the impression, or maybe the, you have the philosophy that starting out low is better?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do. There are certain conditions where I've learned over the years of working with patients that I might do better if I skip a little bit higher. And so if I skip and start higher, but the vast majority of my patients, particularly if there is a hint of anxiety or overwhelm, I am going to start quite low. I mean, I've seen 3 milligrams of CBD stop a panic attack in its tracks. And if I hadn't seen it myself, I wouldn't believe me. But I did. So I really do think that, again, you know, going back, not again, it's the first time in our conversation, but going back to the idea that we have this endocannabinoid system, that each and every one of us has one. I didn't learn about it in medical school. You certainly didn't learn about it, dear listener, in any kind of health class. It was really only named and discovered in the 1990s, but each of us have it, and it is made up of cannabis-like compounds that we actually make ourselves. They're called endocannabinoids. Endo is short for endogenous, meaning something that we make. And then we have cannabinoid receptors in every organ system of our bodies, particularly very densely distributed in the brain and in the part of the brain that manages our emotional life and our stress response. So this endocannabinoid system is, it's basically the conductor of the train. It is basically overseeing balance and homeostasis across all systems of the body. As you can imagine, a lot of different things are going to contribute to what makes the endocannabinoid system of each and every one of us function. You know, how much of those endocannabinoids are we making? Too little? Too many? Are we getting too stimulated on some of our receptors? You know, what's happening with our balance and our tone? And this is going to be impacted by our diet, our lifestyle, you know, the different stressors, which of course are going to change every day, medications that we might be taking, environmental exposure, genomics. I mean, there are so many things. And so therefore, you know, what the magic dose is, what it's going to take for each of us, you know, to be able to feel more balanced, it's a little bit of a mystery. And I think when it comes to starting low or starting high, you know, many, many of us in kind of industrialized Western societies, you know, are operating in an area of feeling stressed out, doing too much, not really supporting that parasympathetic, calming part of our nervous system, that radical self-care. We don't eat a great diet. We've got way more omega-6s than omega-3s, mm-hmm. the wrong kinds of fats, too much sugar, too much processed foods. We're overweight. We're sedentary. And this tends to lead to an imbalance in the way in which the endocannabinoid system is stimulated. And for a lot of those people, they don't need a lot to help right the ship. So if you start low, yeah, sometimes you're going to have to titrate up, and you're going to have to talk to people about that and help them be patient and not just say, oh, this doesn't work for me. But a lot of the times you're going to nail it at a much lower dose, and this is definitely an area where you know, less it can definitely be more.
Now, you know, the other thing is we're all different, you know, and although we would love to be able to tell people right from the get-go, you know, you're going to experience all of these benefits, and this is the best time of day for you to take it, and this is the best form for you to take it. We can give parameters, but, you know, like I tell everybody, I'm sure you probably do as well, you know, try it and see how you do.
Yes.
And I've seen the best results with people just doing their own experimenting. And I think that that's really, really interesting. Now, when people look at this line, you know, Marge has got the line laid out really beautifully right behind. It's all eye level in the back of the counter. So and people are looking at it, they're going green. Well, maybe red. Oh, gold. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. And I think they have to know in their mind maybe what they're trying to achieve.
I think knowing what you're trying to achieve is really helpful. And I think that the way that I think about it, you know, the way that I've learned to look at the formulas, and if you think about it, the raw, the red line, this is basically just a simple CO2, you know, which is considered to be very safe, no kind of residues are left behind, no solvents are used, very safe extraction method that basically takes the cannabinoids, you know, out of the plant material. So you've got these big, tall hemp stalks, right, that look like bamboo, and we cut them down right at the ground. That's one of the reasons why hemp is so amazing, right? Because not only can we extract these oils and these cannabinoids and terpenes and other components out of the plant, but we've got the stalk and the leaves and the stem, and we can do so many things with that hemp material. So we cut down everything that goes above ground, large stalks, and then we extract it. And that's just a simple CO2 extraction. So when you get that raw oil after the CO2 extraction, you have the most robust profile of the over 500 different constituents, plant constituents, phytoconstituents, that are in the hemp plant. So that's flavonoids, which are important antioxidants. That's a whole profile of terpenes. That's essential fats. That's all 8 isomers of vitamin E. It's chlorophyll. And it's cannabinoids. So there's CBD in there, but just a teeny tiny bit. Actually, most of the CBD in the raw formula exists in its acidic precursor form, which is called CBDA. CBDA does not cross the blood-brain barrier like CBD does. By the way, THC, which of course is the cannabinoid that is known for making people feel high, that doesn't exist very much in the raw oil either. It is also THCA, its acidic precursor. This is why you could juice a marijuana plant and not get high, because you haven't used heat to activate the THCA to THC. So it's similar with CBDA to CBD. So that raw formula, to me, it's like a snack for the endocannabinoid system. Like, if I had it my way, everybody would take raw, just as a matter of course, with their fish oil or their algae oil, just to support that whole system and bathe it in all of those components that are going to help it signal properly and help with tone in the endocannabinoid system. Now, from a therapeutic perspective, if somebody's coming in and they don't have a lot of issues, but they're curious about CBD, you know, maybe they're an athlete and they want to work on performance and recovery. Maybe it's somebody who just wants to make sure that they're managing their stress well. They've heard all these great things. You know, the raw is great for that. Since it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, there's no CBD to cross the blood-brain barrier, just a teeny bit. That CBDA is fantastic peripherally as an anti-inflammatory. So again, for those, you know, athletes, folks that are exercising, just want to kind of be stronger and keep inflammation down. And it can even be a great, you know, kind of herbal aspirin kind of thing. So, you know, I think of raw in that way. Once we heat it, we use a process called decarboxylation, which is a very gentle, low heating process, which maintains most of the plant material. We lose about 5% in the process, but transforms that CBDA to CBD. So now we've got a standardized amount of CBD per dose that's able to cross the blood-brain barrier. So this is your, you know, this is kind of, you know, mild to moderate symptoms. The person is giving you, they're describing how their stress response is unraveling, even if that's not the word that they're using. They're talking about feeling more anxious, they're impatient, they're irritable, their sleep is starting to get lousy, they're not recovering from workouts as well. The green formula, it's called the Total Plant Complex. It's a great adaptogen. It helps with stress in that way, and that's a great next step. Now, we can take the green formula and actually use a distillation process, which is solvent-free, and we can transform the green into the gold. Now, it takes 10 kilograms of the green formula to make 3 kilograms of the gold. So the gold is much more concentrated. Mm-hmm. We do get rid of a bit more plant material, But you still have a very robust terpene, cannabinoid profile, essential fats, olate isomers of vitamin E. The gold formula, even though it's our most concentrated, is still 75% plant material and 25% cannabinoid. So very much full spectrum. And for me, the gold is, this is for when I know that either I've got a treatment-resistant condition, which means I've got, let's say, you know, sleep, anxiety, some of those things I just described to you that are not responding to raw or to the total plant complex, or I simply can see that there's more inflammation, that the person requires more high-intensity support. You know, it's chronic illness, a lot of pain, a lot of imbalance. I would go for the gold with that. So if a person, you know, if a retailer kind of gets good at just saying, you know, if they say, which one should I use, say, you know, in five sentences or less, tell me what's going on with you. And, you know, they can guide them towards one or the other. And then, of course, the caveat is always that, you know, depending on what's going on with you and how you're wired and what your endocannabinoid system looks like, you might find that you respond better to different things. One of the things I love about Plus CBD Oil is that they do these 10-count starter packs and these little pillow packs that have two gel caps in them. So there are some ways to kind of get people to try the different formulas and see what they notice, too. Obviously, some conditions, people need time to see how these things work for them. Again, it depends what somebody's hoping to achieve. But a lot of times, if it's sleep and anxiety and mood and pain, and they will notice things rather quickly. So the samples can be super helpful in helping with product selection.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, you may want to try to see how you react to different formulas. I have a friend of mine, and she started with the green, and she liked it, and mm-hmm. then she liked the gold, but then her husband went down, and he just picked up the raw, because he didn't know which one she was taking, and when yeah. she tried it, that was it. That was the piece of the puzzle that was missing for her.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I know that these aren't inexpensive products, but I do think that if we were able to layer with some of them, mm-hmm. you know, so like, say, somebody who's in chronic pain, you know, to be using the raw, the red in the morning and then the gold in the evening. I mean, I think that's such a fantastic combination to kind of get all of the stuff that's in the raw formula, support that peripheral anti-inflammatory effect, feed the endocannabinoid system, and then in the evenings, kind of hit it a little harder with the more concentrated CBD, might help with sleep a little bit, really kick the inflammation down and help with the pain. You know, there is a nice thing about layering also. And then, you know, we talk about price again. You know, the price is always based on the potency and the concentration of the CBD in the product. So, you know, the gold is going to be the most expensive products, and the raw is going to be the least expensive, too. So I always tell people, if you can kind of experiment a little bit and get some raw in there so you need a little less of the other, you end up saving money. But, you know, it is a grand experiment.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like the green during the day. I like the gold at night.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that for myself as well. I mean, listen, when I started in 2015, I was really timid with this stuff. I gave everybody the green spray for a year. That's all anybody got. And I got great results. So it was after that year or so that I started to feel comfortable enough to branch out to higher doses, to different routes of administration, and to the different formulas.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is the question that just came in. It says, what color product would you use if you want to use it like a daily supplement, like a multiple vitamin? Maybe you're not having a lot of, you know, exacting problems, but you want to get the benefit for your ECS system, and you want you want to achieve a little bit closer to a homeostasis, more balance in your life. Is there one that you would recommend for daily use for someone that just really wants the benefit but really doesn't have a major sector of problems?
Yeah, that's the raw formula mm-hmm. all day, you know. Mm-hmm. So they could get the gel caps, and they could take two of those. Remember that, you know, any of the hemp CBD oils, they're all lipid loving. So meaning they are fat loving, and they're better absorbed in fat, which is why all of our products are in oil bases, in addition to the fact that they come from oils themselves. And that's why you'll see a lot of these products in olive oil or MCT oil, things like that. But that also means that it's great to take them with food. You don't have to, but it's great to do that. And considering the fact that our omega-3 and omega-6 production is deeply involved in our endocannabinoid production. We want to make sure that our omega-3 to 6 ratio is excellent, which of course can mean eating more fish, but can also mean taking a fish or algae oil supplement and taking that in conjunction with that raw CBD oil as part of your kind of daily nutritional program, I think is an excellent idea. That I do that.
Do you... Okay, this is a good question. It just came in. It says, I don't really use the CBD all the time, but I've been using the gold, and I use it primarily when I travel. I'm very nervous on all planes, trains, and automobiles, and I use it like a half hour to an hour before I travel, and sometimes on longer flights and trips, I take it again. Is it okay to just use it periodically, or do I have to use it daily to get the benefit?
No, it's a great question, and one of the beautiful things about this these products is you can absolutely use them as needed. I mean, think about all the people, you know, in another scenario, in an alternate universe, the person who just wrote that question in is taking a Xanax every time she travels, right? Mm-hmm. This is so much better than taking a Xanax, right? So yes, you can absolutely use that because what's happening in those situations, right? You've had previous experiences where things go wrong when you're traveling, where you're by yourself, you get nervous. And so, you know, that's a perpetuated behavior for you. So what is that? That's your endocannabinoid system, right? That's that part of your brain that's saying, this is dangerous, this is dangerous, be careful, be careful. And your body gets ready for that by making more stress hormones that make you not feel great. So you take that gold CBD and it goes to that part of your brain. It changes the chemistry in those cannabinoid receptors and how they're being stimulated and balanced. And it basically changes the message from your brain, which says, you got this, girl. You're okay. You're going to be fine. And you relax, and then you enjoy your trip. So that's a great way to use it.
You know, and what I really enjoy about the CBD, and I've been really happy with what they've done with Plus CBD, is they've been able to give people variety. You know, there are people that like capsules. There's people that don't. There's people that like liquids. There's people that don't. There's people that like gummies. There's people that don't. And they've been able to really just give an amazing amount of variety. And I think that is so wonderful because, you know, they listen. They listen to what's going on out there. They're listening to people's, questions and problems and objections as well as compliments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been quite wonderful.
No, it's true. I mean, there's been changes made in the ingredients. You know, the products were originally sweetened with stevia, and now they're sweetened with monk's fruit. They used to have polysorbate 80 in them as an emulsifier. We changed that to a plant-based saponin that does the trick, and it's not synthetic. I mean, we keep trying. You know, you want unsweetened, we'll do an unsweetened, right? We just came out with an unflavored and unsweetened green oil. Even our unflavored has monk's fruit in it, except now we have an unflavored and unsweetened because it was asked for. We've really expanded the topicals because that's an area that people are very interested in. So, we always had our balms in the gold and the raw formula, which are amazing, by the way, for all manner of skin irritation, inflammation, and then musculoskeletal issues too. And, you know, even though they're meant for local absorption and local issues, I've had many people tell me, and I've also experienced myself, that you can absolutely have a more systemic, relaxing effect when you put it on. Even if you're putting it on your knee because your knee hurts, you can feel it more centrally, too. So there's definitely some absorption there. But then we expanded it. We've got this roll-on now, which is the gold formula that has camphor and menthol in it. So as soon as you kind of rub it on the back of your neck there, you get that icy hot feeling. So you start to feel like it's working already, and then the CBD kicks in, and it's a double whammy in a good way. And then we are just now kind of setting out like 7 new topical products. So we've got the balms in travel sizes that are like almost like little sunscreen sticks, like little nose sticks that are hands-free and easy to carry. We have lotions and creams. We've got a skin serum. So, I mean, we're really trying to listen to what people are saying they want and expand some of those offerings with the high-quality CBD that people expect from companies like us.
Here's a question for you. How do we handle CBD traveling?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. hemp is federally lawful, right? So it is federally legal since the Farm Bill passed in 2018, and that includes the cannabinoids. That includes the cannabinoids that are extracted from it, even the THC that's extracted from it, by the way, because it has to be at a particular low percentage. The TSA has come out with an official statement saying that, you know, they are not going to seize or stop or, you know, anybody with hemp CBD. So all of that is great. How that plays out on the ground, we've all heard stories, can be different, right? Just because we have these federal laws or the TSA has this policy, let's face it, does not mean that every TSA worker, security officer, et cetera, understands that, knows the difference between hemp and marijuana. So, you know, and then traveling internationally, you know, how does that work, right? So I think that it's important to understand where you're traveling and what the situation is with CBD in the country that you're traveling to. You know, between you and me and everybody who's listening, I think that in a lot of cases it makes sense to, you know, take your gel caps or, you know, travel with the gel caps and the capsules because it's easier than traveling with liquids anyway. You have liquids, that's a whole other potential issue. And, you know, if you have any kind of concern based on where you're going, either don't take them or, you know, take them out of the jar that says CBD on it. Put them in something else. They're certainly not going to, you know, there's not a dog situation. You know, this is not going to alert dogs that are looking for bombs or looking for drugs. This is a very different product. This is a vitamin. But if you don't want to put yourself in a position where you may have to get in a conversation with somebody about it, just put it into your pill box or your supplement bag and call it a day. Call it good.
You know, the other thing, age limits. You know, we know that they're doing testing on a lot of different things with children and also mm-hmm. with people that are much older. Mm-hmm. Do you have an across-the-board idea of where you think people should maybe start within a age parameter?
So it's interesting. The largest amount of data, human data, that we have on CBD comes from the Epidiolex trials. So the Epidiolex trials were out of England, and Epidiolex was FDA approved. It's a CBD isolate. So remember I was talking earlier about how even our most concentrated product, the gold formula, is 75% plant material and 15% cannabinoids, including CBD. So a CBD isolate is 99%+ CBD, and that's it. So it's been completely removed. So Epidiolex is a CBD isolate drug that has been approved to treat pediatric epilepsy. So we have hundreds of children that have been tested with CBD isolate. They had to be over 2 to be in the study. So I think they were like 2 to 11, something like that in the study. And they received 20 milligrams of CBD isolate per kilogram of body weight.
Wow.
So for a 50-pound kid, that's about 450 milligrams of CBD. And it was generally very well tolerated. Obviously, the drug was approved. The parameters of its effect on seizure frequency and severity were excellent. And there were not, not too ill effects. There were some adverse events, but there wasn't anything that would outweigh the great benefits. So that's a CBD isolate in very high doses in children. That's the closest thing we have to any kind of real human data in kids. I don't personally think that you can say that CBD isolate and a full-spectrum hemp oil with CBD in it are the same. I think mm-hmm. they're completely different animals. You're looking at 99% CBD versus 1% CBD in a hemp product, and in addition to all of those other things that are in the hemp oil, the flavonoids and terpenes, et cetera. So what do I do when somebody wants to give this to their children? I mean, I sit down and I have this discussion with them. I talk to them about the endocannabinoid system. I talk to them about how our endocannabinoids are transmitted through breast milk to our infants. I talk to them about how these hemp CBD products may be able to really calm the endocannabinoid system of a colicky, upset baby. Or even, you know, as they get older, children and toddlers with attention issues and things like that. But I also have to tell them that there is no data. There's no data to show harm. There's no data to show benefit. There simply have not been the studies. So it becomes a very personal decision, mm-hmm. and it's one that I think each parent should be able to be informed so that they can make for themselves. So I do think that when it comes to children, pregnant women, breastfeeding, these are important conversations to have with a healthcare provider who can really provide a full picture about what's known, what is not known, what the potential risks are, and what the potential benefits are, too. I will also add that, you know, we're waiting on this regulatory stuff from the FDA. What they did come out with a couple weeks ago was their first advisement, which was to say that CBD products should not be taken by pregnant or breastfeeding women. And that advisement was not due, again, to any evidence of harm, but it was due simply to lack of evidence, lack of safety data. But that is something that is out there that the FDA has decreed that people should know.
You know, and I think it's just going to continue to get better. And yeah. I think we're going to get more and more good information. And, you know, people are waiting. We're waiting intently for the more information, because then we can really just, you know, close the walls in, but also tweak everything and then everything will just be like a well-oiled machine. And then the consumer can say, I feel great. This company has earned my trust.
Yeah, I think it's great. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I will toot plus CBD oils horn repeatedly, but, you know, I think for consumers, a really great resource is the U.S. Hemp Authority. U.S. Hemp Authority is a group of stakeholders throughout the industry who've created a standard of excellence in manufacturing, and they started last March certifying companies that meet those standards of excellence. I believe they've certified 20-ish companies at this point. So that's an independent resource that consumers can use to really look at the creme de la creme of the companies that are out there. Who's doing the work? And these are the people who are going to, you know, still be around when these regulatory requirements come out.
Somebody just asked, and I know how you're going to answer this because I would answer it the same way. She says, I do take the gold internally, and I carry the green spray with me during the day, Jeff, kind of like you do, but I also just picked up the roll-on. Is it okay to use the roll-on even though I'm using the internally when I need localized attention?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I think these products are great to layer onto each other. Just do keep in mind, as I said earlier, you can feel some systemic effect with the topicals. So if you're using a topical regularly, you may find that you need less of the internal product because, for example, now suddenly it's making me too sleepy. Well, because maybe you're getting too much overall. So do at least be aware in your mind that it may impact how much of the internal product you need.
Okay. Another question about the roll-on. Can I use the roll-on as often as I need, or do I need to space it out? Is there a too much in one area protocol? Well, that's a good question.
No, not that I'm aware of. I think that, you know, you can really use the topicals liberally. You know, again, I would just say, you know, if I had to, for example, use the topical hourly to maintain a level of comfort that I was looking for, my mind would go to, well, I wonder if I took one or two capsules in the morning or in the evening, wherever the issue is, I wonder if I wouldn't need to use the topical as frequently, that I would have kind of a more steady state of relief, and I wouldn't need to use all that local effect, you know, as frequently, which can kind of be a pain. So, you know, just remember that, you know, with the topicals, it's a message. How frequently you need it is a message of how much you may need overall, and you may be able to more efficiently get that if you use some internal products too. But there's no reason why you have to wait. I would say, I don't know this from anything that anyone's told me with our products, but just in my doctor brain as somebody who prescribes topical medicine to people, I would say that if you're putting something in the same area over and over again, particularly if it's one of our balms, you know, something that's thicker, as opposed to the roll-on, which I think is going to be absorbed a little differently, but the balms and like the new sticks that we have that are kind of thick and meant to stay in one place, I do think that there is a little bit of an issue that over time, some of that thick, cream, the thick cream may kind of build up in the epidermal tissue in the skin, and you might not get the same penetration of the active ingredients into the bloodstream that you're looking for. Do kind of keep that in mind. If you're like, God, I used to use this all the time and it worked, and now it's not working as much, maybe then it is better to space things out, because I do worry a little bit about penetration through the skin. That's your vehicle, right? Remember, the skin is just a vehicle to get the good stuff into the bloodstream, right? Right there, right in there. So, you know, you do want to maybe think about that a little bit.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. This has been fun, and I know that there's so much information, and you know, we could go all day. And but it's a great topic, and it's fun, and thank you for taking the time out, and I wish you so much happiness and a healthy holiday season, and I can't wait till we get a chance to chat again.
Yeah, me too. It's always such a pleasure, Jeff. I love what you do for all your listeners. I'm sure they must appreciate you greatly. And I will look forward to picking this up in the new year.
Well, I thank you very much. You be well.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
What a great interview. Dr. M.A. Shunney here representing CV Science and, of course, Plus CBD. All of the Plus CBD products are available at Stay Healthy, all of them. The green, the raw, the gold, the chewable gummies, the salves, the roll-ons, the topicals, all of them are there. And you can feel very comfortable. You know, they were kind of very much at the beginning. And they were there very much at the very onset of this industry. And they have done so much of the legal work and hired the legal teams to get out there and make sure that we have this availability. And I just think it's wonderful. I think it's great how it's developed. And I think it's amazing how they've just broadened their line and made their line so much better. You know, I got to tell you, this is going to be ever-changing. And remember, with CBD, we're only dealing with one of the actual nutrients that are in the hemp. You know, there's going to be all other kinds of things that are isolated from these full-spectrum hemp plants. And they're all going to have a list of things that they do and they work on. It's just the very, very tiny little microscopic tip of the iceberg. And I'm going to see so much more, and can't wait to share it with you as we get it. And I think that's wonderful. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, they've been around a long time. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They also have four people at the store that can speak in fluent Spanish. If you feel that that's something you want to do or you feel more comfortable doing, great. Come on down. There's four people to choose from that can talk to you in Spanish and you know, work with you that way as well. And I think that's great. I wish I spoke Spanish. I can order food, but that's about as good as it gets. So there are people there that can work with you. And remember, you're dealing with the most knowledgeable staff, with the best customer service, amazing people that love what they do and they love this industry. And they're known as an information-based store because of the education, because of the full-service environment that it's all wrapped up with Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon. Bring it in to use it on your next purchase at the store. Make sure you leave your email address on there so you'll start getting their newsletters. Information is information is information. The more the better. As long as it's good quality information, you're going to be able to really be able to see a dramatic difference in your health and well-being. And I think that is such a great thing. So I hope that you will take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You're going to be so glad that you did. And you're going to start seeing differences in the way you're feeling. And you're going to start experiencing benefits of products because maybe you asked the questions and now you're using the right thing for the right situation and you're not guessing anymore. And that's really what they're all about. So remember, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if it's getting up in the end of the year, if you have a group, an organization, your company, your business, and you are interested in, you know, maybe starting something to get everybody going in January to work on their health, their well-being, maybe some contest in the office, getting people healthy, helping them on a weight loss journey. What I mean, whatever they're working on, I would love to come out and chat. I do not charge for my lectures. I come out gratis. I bring giveaways. I'll let you pick the topic of the lecture. I do a lot of lunch and learns where sometimes the companies buy the lunch for the employees. A lot of times they brown bag it, and that's as fun as well. So I do evening and weekend lectures. So if you're interested, get a hold of me at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, and my great producer. All my shows are podcasts there as well. So you can also download the shows while you're on my webpage. But send me a question, send me information. I'd love to work with you and meet your employees and meet people that are in your clubs and organizations. Have a great day, everyone. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.